This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
A Newark man has been charged in Independence County Circuit Court with four counts of attempted capital murder. The charges against 46-year-old James Chapman Perkins stem from November 22nd when he was making threats against residents on Clearwater Trace in Batesville. Court records say when police were called to the residence, Perkins sped away from authorities in his pickup truck. The high-speed chase ended at the State Highway 233 and U.S. Highway 69 intersection when Perkins lost control and crashed his vehicle. Court documents say Perkins ignored police orders to surrender and instead reached behind the seat of the truck and picked up a .30-06 rifle and shot, striking a police vehicle. The court information says officers then returned fire, severely wounded Perkins. He was treated locally, then transported to UAMS in Little Rock. This morning, Lieutenant Jimmy Smith of the Independence County Sheriff's Office said Perkins was released from UAMS and is now in the Independence County Jail. His bond has been set at $400,000. In other news, new requirements on facilities that provide the abortion pill and a tax cut on the purchase of used cars are among the new laws that Arkansans will see in 2012. The new laws are among more than a dozen that take effect on January 1st. One new law requires facilities that perform 10 or more non-surgical abortions a month to be licensed by the state health department and be subject to inspections by that department. The new year will also bring a new tax cut for Arkansans who buy a used car. Starting January 1st, taxpayers who buy a vehicle with a selling price of less than $4,000 will not have to pay sales tax on that purchase. That increases the exemption from $2,500 to $4,000. On the business scene at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 107.55 points, currently at 12,258.96. Fort Smith police say they're complying with federal asset forfeiture guidelines regarding the use of proceeds. A resident filed a complaint after Police Chief Kevin Lindsay used the money to purchase 115 patrol rifles that officers could then buy to use while on duty. Corporal Stephen Dooley says the department has now assumed ownership of those guns. Dateline Fayetteville, where a federal appeals court is ordering a new trial in a sexual discrimination lawsuit against Springdale-based Tyson Foods. Yesterday's decision overturns a $600,000 judgment that Tyson was ordered to pay Retha Weems after a federal jury agreed with her discrimination claim. And Arkansas's Attorney General is rejecting the wording of a proposed constitutional amendment that would require the state's Game and Fish Commissioners to be elected. Supporters of the amendment say they'll resubmit the proposal with new wording next week. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.